Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I feel like this. We haven't had this song on the show in a while. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. Today, we are at the Deco Food Hall in Wilmington, Delaware. If you're anywhere close, come on out. This place is awesome.
Come hang out.
We just had some Angelo's.
Good cheesesteak.
I mean, my goodness. The rolls, the cedar rolls, this place is incredible. You can get anything you want. Pizza, Mediterranean, how do you pronounce it again?
Mediterranean.
That's right. The tacos, the sushi, the coffee, it's all here. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot to discuss. We will get to our updated QB power rankings in just a couple minutes. Top 10 quarterbacks in pro football right now as we enter week 8 of the season. But here we open the show today, and if people missed it earlier, discussing the Eagles passing game. And I am ready to say, I'll stand up and say it. I'll join Ike Reese, who I know was saying this a little bit before last week even happened, like after the Giants game and Broncos game. He thought the passing game was going in the right direction.
No, it's trending in the right direction.
Well, I see 3 weeks now. I see you look at the numbers for 3 weeks, Jalen Hurts. 70.2% completion, 9.5 yards an attempt. 9.5 yards an attempt, those, if you do that over a full season, you win an MVP, right? I'm not saying this is a full season. It's been three games. But that's big-time efficiency.
Yeah.
116.8 passer rating. It's a lot going on here over the last 3 weeks, almost 300 yards per game. And even in that, he's missed some throws, right? He missed Devontae against the Giants. He missed A.J. against the Broncos. And again, some his fault, some maybe AJ's fault, whatever. But I see the passing game. I see wide open receivers down the field. I saw AJ wide open 2 weeks ago against the Giants in the end zone. If they keep doing that, they're going to score points. They're going to move the football. There will be explosives. I feel like the passing game has turned the corner. Hugh Douglas, are you ready to go there?
I'm not ready to go there. It's trending in the right direction. No question about that. I like what I've seen from Jalen. I even talked about last week how, you know, when you take away the actual score, wasn't a bad day. And just like we talked about last week, when you talk about if Jalen was a younger quarterback, this would be a little bit more acceptable. You know what I mean? It, not saying that it's not acceptable.
Well, we might be doing jumping jacks if it was a young quarterback, yeah, right? Like these last three games all together, yeah. We might say, wow, we got the guy.
But there is something too. Like when you look at Jalen's won a Super Bowl. Jalen's accomplished. But I feel like when we shouldn't have to every year when it comes to the quarterback or the offense coordinator, if it changes as much as it does, it changes a lot. I'll acknowledge that. It shouldn't be as sporadic as it feels. And I think that's fair to say. That's not me, you know, poo-pooing on Jalen.
No, it is sporadic.
It's one of those things where, you know, we have a bunch of different examples of change in the offensive coordinators and the quarterback room and things of that nature where it just seems seamless. And my biggest example of that is this year is the Detroit Lions and what they've been able to do.
Well, a new coordinator on both sides.
Yeah, and it looks eerily similar to to what it was when you had Aaron Glenn and who was the other
Ben
guy?
Johnson.
Ben Johnson.
Who's now with
so,
the Bears.
Yeah, yeah, with the Bears. So it's one of those things where you look at it and you think to yourself, we're in a good spot, but it shouldn't, you know what they say, work harder, not smarter? Well, work smarter, not harder?
Work smarter, not harder. You don't want to work harder, not smarter.
Yeah, yeah,
no one wants to not be smart.
I messed that one up. Players mess up. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it just feels like what we've accomplished over the last season shouldn't feel as hard as it does.
Well, I agree with that. And the first month, now that we've seen the passing game start to move a little bit the last 3 weeks, the first month was ridiculous. Like, bad. Right? There should never be a month with these weapons and this quarterback that they average 110 yards a game passing.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, it's... And again, it'd be one thing if they were up 3 touchdowns in every game, you just run the ball. Okay, that's different. That wasn't the case in September. I think they've turned a corner here, and some of that is Jalen playing a little bit better. Some of it is Petullo too. Like,
they're getting on the same page.
I think it is, and that the bomb to Devontae on Sunday was probably the best drawn up play call. It was the best combination of execution. The coach getting to it. Obviously, we heard the story that Devontae kept going to the sidelines and say, this place here, we could do it. But then it takes 2 or 3 to tango, right? Like, it takes Devontae to see it. It takes Petullo to call it in the right spot against the defense that's going to work against. And it takes Jalen to hit
execution,
the play.
All of that.
I mean, that was the best we've seen the whole year of good design, smart players, execution, the whole thing. Like, I feel like this thing's turned a corner. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down as the Eagles passing game turned a corner here? Let's go to Dan in Harleysville, and then you know what we got to get to. Our QB power rankings entering week 8 in the NFL. Dan, what's up?
Hey, you know, I just want to say shout out to the defense and Jalen Hunt, because if Hockenson came down with that touchdown, it would have been another story. Our offense, we're definitely getting into gear, and that's great to see, and things are progressing, but we got to stop being so predictable. We got to do more play action first and second down. We can't keep on throwing Saquon up the middle. I like what I saw from Jalen. He is who we thought he was. He always has been, and this game definitely is a testament to that. That second half made some big-time plays. That's why we got the W, but Kevin Petullo has got to call. He's got to let Jalen pass it a little more.
Well, I mean, the last 3 weeks they've passed it a lot, Dan. Now, this past Sunday, it was only 23 throws or whatever it was. But that's because they were hitting shots, and it was like, you know, they didn't even have the ball for that many total plays. Dan, I actually think he's let him throw it a lot the last few weeks. It was over 30 times against the Giants, 30 times against the Broncos. They're throwing it a lot. They're throwing it more than last year.
Yes, and Jalen, that Giants game, if he hit Devontae, I think it would have been a whole other story.
Of course,
we can take him down this upcoming week.
Well, they better. I mean, Dan, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, this.
A little glitch.
Yeah.
Glitched out for a minute.
A little glitch in the Matrix there?
Yeah, it glitched out for a minute.
Yeah, this is a no-excuse week for the Eagles. I know we already had kind of scared of the Giants Douglas yesterday.
Oh, come on.
I mean, wait, when Kyle and I said this should be a style points game. When we said yesterday it should be a style points game, you totally poo-pooed it.
No, I'm saying that the Giants
style points.
Giants score a lot of points, man. Giants have scored a lot of points.
You know, I'm half waiting. After all the way Hughes talked the last few days, for Jackson Dart to be in his top 10 quarterbacks when we do this this coming up, I'm half expecting it.
I think that's a good prediction.
Right, I'm just saying.
Have to wait and see.
I'm just saying, like, you're talking them up as if, you know.
No, knowing
it's young Marino.
Knowing Hugh, you would have guessed that, and he's going to erase Dart from his.
See, that's why I write in pen. I always write in pen,
right,
because I stay true to whatever I pick. That's what I stick with.
Yeah, we might need a behind the scenes.
I do have a pencil, though.
We have a video of Hugh as he. I got to watch the magic being made. I got to watch
with the sausage being made.
Yeah, this morning.
Speaking of, you people got to watch you guys eat during the break.
Oh, wonderful!
They probably killed us on that.
Yeah.
So we'll have some comments.
Listen, I'm not going to eat because you people are watching.
You know what?
I'm hungry.
Since we're talking randomly, did y'all see Shady McCoy throw Acho under the bus? Did y'all see that?
I did. I think I said it to you. I said it to the group. It was wild.
And Acho, there were no parts of that conversation.
Well, because, you know, it was talking about stuff that shouldn't be talked about on air.
Yeah, he was talking about, he said, like, you running through Fox. What did he say? Running through Fox Studios, running rampant. And Acho was Well, he really didn't want to have that conversation.
It made me, we're not the only childish ones, because once he brought it up, the producer started giggling. Behind the scenes, they were giggling, and Acho lost his mind at some point.
Yeah, because it was embarrassing.
Well, of course it's embarrassing.
Hey, man, own that, man. Listen, you did what you did.
Well, at some point when they mentioned the comment section, was talking about peanut butter skin, I knew the whole thing was...
Peanut butter jelly time.
The whole thing went fully off the rails.
I love Shady for that, man. I almost texted him after that. I was like, boy, you wild.
Yeah, no, that was totally wild. All right, 215-592-9049. For speaking of wild, we do it once a week. It is our weekly quarterback power rankings as we head into week 8. Hugh Douglas, let the people know who the top 10 quarterbacks in pro football are right now.
You want me to tell? You want to go first?
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, you just set it up.
Well, I feel like I have to kind of clean it up after you. Like,
all right, dude.
I mean, this is the guy that put Spencer Rattler in. I got to go second here. So you go first.
He loads the bases, and Joe's got to get out of the dirty inning.
Oh, wait a minute. What are you talking about, man? I have my quarterback list this week is fire.
Oh, boy.
Coming in at number one, we have Dak Prescott, Dakota Prescott.
Wow.
We got Daniel Jones. We got Pat Mahomes. We got Drake May, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's on the list. We got Jalen Hurts coming in at number six. We got Jared Goff, Matt Stafford, Justin Herbert. And rounding out the list at number 10 is Mac Jones. Who? Mac Jones.
Wow.
Mac Jones.
Purdy deniers rise up, Hugh.
Wow.
Look, Max likes my list.
Every week you put one quarterback in, they're all like,
Mac
what?
Jones.
Just two?
Who? Mac Jones.
So you've had weeks in here with Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler.
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
You know, Mac Jones. Didn't they win last week? Didn't Bryce Huff do his thing? Oh, you know what really triggered
people? Because the coach of the year is Shanahan.
The trigger people was the Bryce Huff comment.
that comment section got wild.
Yeah, I had Twitter beef all over.
Yeah, I noticed. I saw
Twitter beef. So now, well, you know.
I kept it clean, though.
You know, Hugh, I hate to do this to you.
What you got?
You were the one telling me a couple years ago that Purdy was the second best quarterback in football.
And at the time, he was.
No, he wasn't.
New information.
He wasn't.
Now we got Mac Jones.
He never was. He never was. I had vision. Third eye.
The truth was, he never was.
Mac Jones.
And also the truth is, Mac Jones is not a top 10 quarterback in pro football.
He a top 10 on my list.
Oh, God.
No, Hugh, just keep saying Mac Jones.
Mac Jones. Who? Back then, they didn't want me.
And this is
now
why.
Now they all on me.
This is why I have to go second. Because we have to clean this up. All right.
Living my truth.
Imagine if I told you before the season that you would have straight-faced would say...
Straight-faced.
Dak Prescott 1, Daniel Jones 2...
Dakota.
And Patrick Mahomes 3. And you know what? Dak...
Dak been balling, man.
I think I've asked you this every week now for 7 or 8 weeks. Are we believing this Daniel Jones thing? Dude, they are... I saw a stat this week in terms of the most efficient offenses in the last 25 years. On the list, some of Mahomes' Chiefs teams... The undefeated Patriots.
The Falcons, too, right?
Peyton Manning's Colts. I think the 2016 Falcons.
Yeah.
Number one, the Daniel Jones-led Colts.
I think they're
good.
I think that's more of an indictment on the Giants than anything.
You know who else an indictment on?
Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
Because all those – they didn't acquire any new receivers or running backs.
No.
Like,
that's more an indictment on them.
I agree. But Jones obviously has a second life to his career now. I mean, I think he's been in our top tens every week. That means he's good. So I didn't see it coming, but here he is. All right, my top 10 quarterbacks right now as we enter week 8. And we'll see if Jalen Hurts gets his way back onto the list after missing out last week. Number one is Patrick Mahomes. He's back. Here, we had a couple years where the Chiefs offense was down. We even had the beginning of the season because when the Eagles went in there, they weren't the same.
Yeah, they were kind of hurting.
Well, they're healthy now, right? He's got all three of his receivers back. Rashee Rice, 7 catches last week. Mahomes back to number one. Number two, Josh Allen. Number three, I have Daniel Jones. I mean, that's how good he's been this year in that Colts offense. Number four, I have Dak. Boy, Dak's carrying a bad defense. That defense isn't any good, and they're scoring a lot of points. Number five, you were earlier on this than I was, Hugh, but I see the light now. Drake May looks like he's the real deal.
He's been in my top 10 for like the last couple weeks.
Some of those throws he has on the run, bombing the ball down the field.
Yeah.
He looks like the real deal in New England. Number six, Jared Goff. Number seven, Matthew Stafford. Threw 5 touchdowns last week. Old guy can still play. Number eight, Sam Darnold. Number nine, Justin Herbert. He's come back to earth a little bit.
We got the same one, Justin Herbert.
He's come back. I mean, he was like 2 or 3 to start the season. He's fallen off a little bit. And I put Jalen Hurts back in. Jalen Hurts back in my top 10. You have a perfect passer rating. It's hard to keep you out of the top 10.
Yeah.
He earned it this week. And when you add the season together last couple weeks, Jalen Hurts, number 10. So my top 10, Mahomes, Allen, Daniel Jones, Dak Prescott, Drake May, Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford, Sam Darnold, Justin Herbert, and Jalen Hurts. Hugh, a guy that is not in either of our top tens, and he was in my top five before the season started. Jaden Daniels, been a rough year with injuries.
Yeah.
And
his mom out there popping off.
The whole Brady thing?
Yeah. Right? Well, not the Brady thing.
I'm just
saying. The fact that she didn't want nobody to compare his son to RG3.
Well, he's getting hurt. Those comparisons are inevitable. By the way, he has officially been ruled out for Monday Night Football, so he's out this week.
Oh, they're close.
They're in trouble.
Yeah. Like,
we had the Kiss the Baby contestant yesterday, picked them to miss the playoffs. Are they 3-4 now? I think that's the record, right?
Yeah, I think, because Dakota and his crew is third. They're third on the list.
And so
3-1, yeah.
The Commanders go to Kansas City Monday night without Jaden Daniels?
Yep.
They're 3-5.
Marcus Mariota, the QB, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, they have a similar schedule to us because they're in the same division. They have Seattle and then Detroit after that.
Wow, their season could be over by Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know what? There's two great parts of that for the Eagles. One, obviously, less of a threat, right? Because they look like the biggest threat before the season. Two, Hugh, if they keep struggling and Jaden's knee is bothering him, they could shut him down by the end of the year. The Eagles play the Commanders twice in the last 3 weeks. Those games looked like, oh, no, twice the Commanders in 3 weeks.
Yeah, don't look the same as they did.
It wouldn't surprise me if he continues to be banged up all year and they get to December and they're like 4-8 and they just say, let's just shut this down for this year. Yeah. We'll get him healthy for next year. Those could be free wins for the Eagles.
Yeah. I mean, because you're not worried about Marcus Mariota
You
ain't worried about that.
You've never worried about Marcus Mariota.
No, he's what they call different.
He was one of the first Eagles you flamed when you got back to WIP.
Flame,
you destroyed the guy.
Let's
go to David in Virginia, who's up on WIP. What's up, David?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, David. What's up?
This is David. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
we heard you, David. We said Dave when you picked up the phone. What's up, man?
Yeah, first time caller, long time listener. I've been a fan since 1970, so
you've seen a lot. You've seen some good offenses
What they call been around the block.
You are grizzled, David.
Yeah. One of the things I want to ask you guys, I know you'd like to compare how Jalen is compared to the rest of the league currently. But one thing that's interesting to compare is how he compares with the Eagles' historic quarterbacks like McNabb and Foles. If you look at 2004 McNabb's stats and 2013 Foles' stats, their best seasons, they had 64% completion. Jalen right around 70 yards per game. McNabb was 258, Foles was 222. Touchdowns and interceptions, Foles was 27-2, McNabb was 31-8. So if he had the end of the year, if he projects out where better than what he is now, this is his only 214 per game. If he, by the end of the year, if he's up to McNabb's 258, and keeps the interceptions down and the TDs up. And, you know, and I think he does a little bit better job of including even more people in the passing game, you know, all at the same time. I think all those things would show that he's made significant improvements overall. And, he's in the top 10 quarterbacks, but he's also one of the best clutch quarterbacks.
We've seen that in two Super Bowls. David, the one thing I would, you're not wrong with the stats you brought up, right? Like, statistically, here you look at him, his numbers trump Donovan, they trump Foles, like the past quarterbacks. The one thing, and David, it's a good phone call, and it's fair to compare it. The one thing that I think you have to bring up, though, the league has changed, right?
Yeah.
Like, I Jalen Hurts right now is about a 70% completion, but the league average is 65. When Donovan, you know, let's just use Donovan in 04. The league average was 59% completion, right? Like, sometimes I think we get caught up in, oh, my goodness, no one's ever done this before. Well, everyone now completes 65% of their passes.
Yeah, it's not a big deal anymore.
I'm not trying to take anything away from Jalen. 70% is good. It's better than average.
Yeah, but it's par for the course.
Right,
not
right. Like, I think last week when the week opens, he had 68% completion. The whole – that was like 15th in the NFL. The whole league does that now.
Yeah.
You okay?
No, I just remembered. I got to pick up my ADHD medicine today.
You just remembered?
I was worried about you during that phone call.
Hey, Kyle, I was like, damn, I got to pick up my meds today. I forgot to pick them up.
You know what would be a fun segment? I just workshop this, Kyle, one day. I take the segment off, and it's you just taking calls.
That is not going to be a good look.
No, it'd be great.
I'm not going to enjoy that.
Like, sometimes, dog, like, people get the long talking, dog. It's hard to pick. It's hard to follow.
Who taught them to long talk?
I mean,
you are responsible.
Listen, I do it when I'm trying to make a point. When I'm trying to be eloquent.
When you think they're trying to do.
What they're doing.
That was a lot of long talking, though, dog.
But he had to go through the errors and the completion percentage. Dog,
so okay, what did we accomplish?
Well,
what do we ever accomplish?
Well, okay,
I mean, be real.
That's fair.
This feels like a bigger picture conversation. What is the point of all of this?
I mean, that's fair.
What the hell are we doing?
But it's just like, you know what I mean? I was just like, damn, I need my meds. I forgot to take them. I ain't got them. So I'm going to go pick them up today.
You don't even have them?
No, I got, like, I've been busy. Yeah. I'm going to go pick them up today, though, as soon as I leave here.
Yeah.
As soon as I leave.
You know, we're getting tomorrow. We're getting on point sharp Douglas on his meds. Back in business.
Well, you know, it takes a little while to get back in. You know what I mean?
Next week?
A couple of days.
Next week?
No, I'll give you probably Friday.
Okay. Well, Friday.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, load up tonight. I'm going to go ahead and take it.
Is that how the medicine works?
Well, no, you're not load up. I can't take two at a time. Then I'll be bouncing off the wall.
Yeah, no.
No, but I'm going to take it tonight so that it give it a chance to do its thing. You know what I mean? But I was just like, damn.
I was going to say, I've never heard that about ADHD medicine. Just load up. Miss 3 days, take 3 doses. I don't think it works like that, man.
It doesn't.
No, I mean, I'm not. It's not like I've been off. It's only been a couple of days, but it just made me remember. I was like, damn, I ain't take my meds this morning.
Well, you should have thanked our caller then.
Thank you.
Yes.
Was it Dave?
Yeah, I think so.
That's about it. Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Hey, great call. Call again.
215-592-9494. Steve in Haddon Heights is up on WIP. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Steve? What's up?
I'm loving Graham back because him and you got to go back there and get some enthusiasm in that backfield.
That's all BG, man. That's all BG. I think BG.
You too, you. I remember.
Well, I mean, that's about 25 years.
It was a long time ago. They wore leather helmets back then.
That's okay. I want to know what you think, and I might be way off on this, but can you compare what's happening with AJ with Terrence Owen now?
No.
What happened back with that? Not at all?
No, because T.O. was in your face. Like, T.O. wasn't no passive-aggressive individual. You know, I mean, if T.O. had something to say, you knew exactly where he was coming from. Right. I mean, he's like that now. He has not changed one bit. So if it was T.O., you would know how he was feeling, you know. So, it's kind of different with A.J. A.J.'s frustrated. You know, A.J. is frustrated with the offense. He's frustrated how he's being used.
But he just had 4 catches for 121 yards and 2 touchdowns.
You know what's funny? When I forgot which day it was, but me and Ike were talking about that. And we said something to the fact. We said it tongue-in-cheek, but it's kind of ironic that he picked the day that he picked to say what he said.
Yeah.
And he's like, he probably still ain't happy. And I think I said it or Ike said it, but the retort was, yeah, he probably ain't. But that was the conversation.
So he's never going to be happy.
No, he's not. He's not.
Well, I think Jalen's going to have a big game this week. he's going to be number one and two on your list next week.
Oh, I like that.
Number one and two.
I like that.
All right, I love it. I want to talk a little bit about the Bryce Harper thing.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think it should have stayed in-house, first of all, but it's not. So I'm going to give the side of Dombrowski for a minute. He paid all this money for Bryce, and I love Bryce. He paid all this money for Bryce. We haven't got a championship yet. And then he's wearing the socks, and I don't know whether he gets approval to wear the socks that he did in the Mets game, you know.
Oh, the rivalry pack. Yeah, that nonsense.
And he has the bat, you know. That was cute, but he has the bat, and he's very influential on who we brought in. So I can see it a little bit from his side. But letting go of Hoffman, who was my neighbor here across the street, I can't believe he did that. So that was a real mistake. So that's what I have today.
Well, yeah. Well, and part of that was Bryce was going to become the first baseman, so they really had no spot for Hoskins. Steve, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, so he's siding with the Phillies there in Dombrowski. Ultimately, I've always sided with the Phillies on the contract thing. You know, Hugh, Bryce Harper, and Boris, in that column that I was reading some of the quotes from earlier, Boris said that when they signed here, he encouraged Bryce to put opt-outs in his deal because that would give him leverage, right, if he plays
Bryce
well.
Wanted to be here.
Right, and it would help, that's how you can get more money, right? You opt out, you get a new contract. And Bryce said no, right? Bryce said, I don't
want to be here.
Well, then you know what you can't do?
You can't
ask for more money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You signed a 13-year deal.
He felt like he could, though.
Well, that's fine. But that I think that's where this whole thing started.
Well, it's also started because, listen, it's not lost on me how people feel about Bryce Harper. The fact that he, in a sense, resurrected this franchise because I like to coin the era, the Odubel Herrera era.
And that wasn't a good era.
And it wasn't a good era.
Michael Franco, Cesar Hernandez.
And I understand why people feel the way that they feel. And they're very, very defensive of Bryce Harper, especially when you talk about trading. But the reality is this. If you look at it, which a lot of you refuse to do, there's a disconnect somewhere. And it started with Dombrowski. Because think about it like this. I know it's probably hard for some folks to do that, but think about it like this. He came out in a press conference, and he fired the first salvo.
Yeah, and now Boris is and here we go.
Like, he fired the first salvo. That's you used an analogy a week ago about getting a divorce. Like, the parents are still together, but somebody says, you know what? This ain't working for me.
Yeah, and you know what? Where are the kids in this as the fans?
And
we sense it.
You feel it's uncomfortable, and you don't want to believe it. Like, you got a brother and sister. One brother doesn't want to believe it, but the sister's like, hey, something's going on here.
Kids know.
Yeah, because that's what this is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this
215-592-9494. On the other side, your phone calls on all these things. The Bryce Harper situation, I have my eye on it. Something is going on with the Phillies and Bryce Harper. Boris fired back yesterday. We'll get the Sixers' expectations for the season. It tips off tonight against the Celtics. And do you believe the Eagles' passing game has turned the corner? I do. Midday show live from Deco, the Food Hall in Wilmington on Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's NBA tip-off week in FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel. Official sports betting part of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.